Good morning, this is Tyler and Izzy with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, ex-tropical cyclone Alfred has created a second passage of water through the tip of Bribie Island. There are fears residents on the Sunshine Coast mainland could be hit with storm surges as a result of the exposure, as the island acts as a barrier. Community groups are calling for a long-term solution to protect their homes and businesses.
Researchers at the University of Queensland have discovered a group of koalas in North Brisbane who have developed an immunity to a retrovirus harming the species. Retroviruses work by weakening the immune system, which leaves koalas more vulnerable to other species-threatening diseases. It has been proposed that the immune koalas from Brisbane could be bred with koalas on the Gold Coast, where no immunity has been identified.
In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is set to discuss peacekeeping missions in Ukraine with the Coalition of the Willing on Saturday night over a phone call. Discussions to aid Ukraine have involved over 30 countries, with discussions commenting on a possible peacekeeping force to be sent in the event of a ceasefire. The Russian embassy in Australia warned Albanese against joining the Coalition of the Willing, claiming that their contribution would entail grave consequences.
Higher coal and mineral prices in recent years may mean new GST calculations will benefit Victoria at a cost to New South Wales, Queensland and Western Australia. It could mean that the southern state would join the ledger of being relatively more in need for the first time. A decision on how GST payments will be distributed for the next year is due later today.
In international news, 128 new moons have been discovered orbiting Saturn. Astronomers in Taiwan, Canada and the US and France cited these new moons with the International Astronomical Union recognising their existence this week. This discovery marks Saturn as the planet with the highest amount of moons, peaking at 274.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with some expected rain. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au.